This is Community Conversations. I am Miss Community Clovia, and I have my very special guest joining me. I have so many questions, and I know you do too. All Saints Catholic School, they're joining me, located at 3418 Noble Avenue in the city of Richmond. And if you would like to take a tour, you can schedule one. Just go to the website at allsaintsric.org. Dr. Susan W. Williams is joining me on the show. She's an All Saints parent, has been for 21 years. And we also have Alisa McBride, which is Director of Development and Marketing at All Saints. And her daughter, Abby, is a student. Yeah. She's in the kindergarten.
She's just adorable, too.
Is she really?
Yes.
Wow. So you've been with All Saints.
I know a lot of the kids.
55%
of the enrollees are African American.
Correct.
I just want to point that out as well. So, Alisa, talk about the curriculum.
Well, it's a core curriculum based through the diocese, through our accreditation, and our testing that takes place is interactive. So it's on a computer from second grade on up. And it allows the student, the questions get a little harder as the student is getting them correct, or they may get a little easier as the student is struggling, so that you can really come to their exact functionality in every subject. So a teacher has the ability to look and say, this is exactly where they are at. And it's tested at the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, and the end of the year. Hmm. But because the test changes, the questions, there's no way to actually teach to a test.
So in other words, no practice test before the big test.
There's just a set of curriculum that the teachers need to cover, and they love to be creative about covering it. We've got things going on in the school all the time, like egg drops coming out of the second floor or rockets going off outside. Our community garden, which is outside, things going
community
on there.
Community garden?
We have one of those. So often, you know, our kids are doing hands-on kind of things in science, in math, in technology that are going to get them immersed in the kind of things that are going to help them with.
Just simply giving them a vision of the world already.
Yes. One of my favorite things that recently was the Black History Trees, where they had the roots of the Black History makers. But they were the leaves, the children and the leaves in the future and sort of what they wanted to be and where they saw themselves.
That's powerful.
And that was for all the children, African-American and those who are not African-American, because we value everything together. We learn about Hispanic things. We learn about this weekend is the Irish Festival, different things that we learn about, as you said, citizen of the world.
Right. Citizen of the world. I like that. And as long as we're together, all races, socioeconomic standings, it doesn't mean that one should be inferior to the next person.
No, not at all. No kids feel like that at All Saints, regardless. They come from all different backgrounds, and kids have to be taught that. And they're not taught that at All Saints, so that they don't pick up those sorts of things.
Let's talk about the peacemakers.
Yes, that is the curriculum for the middle schoolers. And
That's so needed.
The middle schoolers have to learn how to get along with other people.
That's a tall order.
So it's just as important as math or science or English on how to get along, because you can learn all the algebra you want to learn, but if you can't get along with other people, you cannot get along in the world. So they have what's called their habits. And the habits are, what are the habits and what are the behaviors that you need to be a good person and to get along in the world? And they get graded on those. And they get points for being a good citizen, and they earn special privileges and rewards. For being good citizens and how to be peacemakers. It's an entire curriculum that they work through.
Did y'all hear that? This is a part of a grading system, how to be a peacemaker. How to be a citizen of the world, working together. Yeah. So in some of the classes with the Peacemaker curriculum, and of course, our students have to learn. So the not so good scores were based on what? Kids were just being selfish in some instances.
If they were being selfish,
right.
If they were
but they didn't know.
Talking when they weren't supposed to be talking, if they were arguing. We don't really have serious incidents at All Saints, because we have set rules. Yeah. And the children understand structure and they understand rules. And so they know the rules. So we don't have really major incidents. We don't have fighting or anything right. like that. But let's say they were just picking with one another or doing other things that they learned that that's not how you talk about things. When you have a problem with somebody, this is how you approach it.
Everything revolves around being safe, responsible, and respectful. Mm-hmm. So if you're not doing those three things, then
you're not being safe, responsible, and respectful.
That's right.
This is important. Go to the website, please, allsaintsric.org, allsaintsric.org. Size, 200 students, one class per grade, aides in pre-K through second grade.
That's right.
And then you have the 2017-2018 tuition. All right. So if I want to take that tour on All Saints and walk the hallways and do the shadowing with the other students, what is that process?
Give us a call, look on the website, give us a click, and we'll get you set up. We like to do just personal tours. We do have open houses from time to time, but really we know that every situation is individual and different. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to talk to you about what your child needs. And so we want to schedule an hour with you to go through that and talk about what grades you're interested in, what different services you're interested in. And so we want to set that up with you individually.
I can provide the phone number if you'd like.
Sure.
I know it by heart.
Okay.
804-329-7524. 804-329-7524, All Saints Catholic School.
Lower school program. I want to talk about that, just the mission here quickly for grades 1 through 4. The mission for our kids, grades 1 through 4, listen up to this, family. All Saints is a Catholic school of high moral expectations and academic rigor. We offer a quality pre-kindergarten through 8th grade education in a structured, holistic, disciplined, and safe environment. And that's for kids, grade 1 through 4.
Yes.
And that's for all of the grades. But when you're talking about children, it's based on your attitude, which will develop your aptitude. And that's what you're doing at All Saints.
The teachers, I think, have that attitude and they have the they set that tone for the day and they are completely dedicated and just fantastic people with advanced degrees and creative minds and just come up with the best possible ways to reach every individual child.
All of our teachers love the children. They do it because of the love of children, the love of education. None of the teachers are there because it's a job.
That is important. All Saints has a winning Lego robotics program and is heavily involved in STEM-related curriculum and activities, which include basketball and soccer and other activities, including choir.
Exactly, yes. I'm glad you brought that up, Miss Chloe, because I actually am the Lego, one of the Lego robotics
coaches. I know
you're
the coach.
And the thing about Lego robotics is it's not about winning. It is exciting that we have winning teams. But the thing about Lego robotics is the core values is what we discover is more important than what we win. And each year there's a theme and a challenge that the kids have to address. So, for example, last year was about animals. What sort of problem in the world would you address about animals? Well, my team, they chose African elephants that were being killed off. And they went around, they got pledges for people not to trade in ivory. They developed a robotic snake that could go around and detect snares from poachers. And that was sort of, they did the research on it. They wrote it up. They presented it. They won an award at the state championship. But more importantly, they shared that. And then this year we found out that China, which was the number one importer and trader of African elephant ivory, they didn't want to trade the Asian elephant ivory. They only wanted to trade the African elephant ivory.
Hell no.
That they have pledged to stop. And so my kids were like, did we do that? Like, well, yes. I don't know that you personally did it, but voices like yours who went around and made it known, who sent information to our senators, who sent information around the world and on websites, it was voices like yours, that did make that difference.
So they did make that difference. Somebody always hears what you say if it's anything social. All right. Please go to the website, allsaintsric.org, allsaintsric.org. And we're going to come on back and talk about the student body is really diverse. We're going to break it all the way down. This is Community Conversations.